Derek Warren here with Nicole Morrison of the FEM County Chamber. Thanks for joining me again today.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's beginning of the year. We just got through January, and we still have a bunch of events coming up. Actually, we got one tomorrow.
Yes.
And then there's a few different things for February as well. So let's get started.
Yeah. So tomorrow we have the rescheduled 30th anniversary celebration in business after hours for Sarah Bush Lincoln's Effingham Surgery Center.
Was that during the week we had all the snow?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, that happens. Better to be safe and reschedule than to try to make it.
Yes. So that is on Friday, January 31st, and it is from 5 to 8. So I think they're going to be giving tours, I think letting you meet some of their staff, and just having some food and beverage. So it should be a good time.
You go and explore what it all looks like.
Yes,
Maybe not explore, but be guided through.
I mean, I guess if you start walking off by yourself.
They probably don't like that.
They probably don't. They probably frown upon that, yes.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
So next week we have two events. On Wednesday, February 5th, we have our first Coffee and Connections of the year, and that is at Crossroads Church on South Banker. And we are kind of switching this event up this year. So normally we say, it's a networking event. It still is, but we're going to have a little bit more of a topic, if you will. So this one is going to be more geared towards nonprofit organizations offering a roundtable type event for them. So from 7 to 7:30, we have Fox Holler bagels and cream cheese and their coffee. And then starting at 7:30 is where we'll kind of have that program. You'll get everyone will introduce themselves, say where they work, and then it's just kind of up to them on how they want it to lead. So what are some challenges they're facing, you know, previously? What are some successes that they've had that they want to share that it may help other organizations? And really just have that kind of conversation. I don't know how often a lot of our different nonprofit organizations are able to get together. So we're hoping that this kind of gives them that opportunity and they can learn from each other and make it
brainstorm, collaboration, all kinds of different things.
Yes.
So yeah, that's always nice to hear. They're able to get together and help each other out.
Yes.
So that's nice.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. And especially at Crossroads Church because they have such a large space. So
yeah.
A lot of the times we stick to smaller venues for this. So this one, we're really excited. I think when I looked yesterday, there were already about, 15 different organizations or people signed up for it.
Well, you need a big space for that many.
Yes. Yep. So that one will be fun. We're excited for that one.
Cool. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Friday is our first networking luncheon of the year. And this is at Gopher's Grill. This is something we started back in 2023. So it is our first Friday lunch. Sometimes it falls on the second Friday, just depending on the holidays. But it's strictly networking. You show up. This one, you're going to place your order once you arrive and just meet people that you may not always be able to meet. Everyone has to have lunch. You can't attend, an after hours event, or you're not able to make the coffee ones because they're in the morning getting the kids ready for school. This luncheon is kind of a perfect chance to meet other people, support our local restaurants, and just get out. Have a great dinner. Not a dinner.
Yeah.
A great lunch, rather.
Yeah. You meet with people of the community and definitely figure out different things to help the community as well.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes. So we have two more things the rest of the month. On Friday the 14th, we are doing a ribbon cutting for a new chamber member, but it's also a new business to Effingham County. It's That's a Wrap Realty. So we're excited to welcome them to the community and to the chamber. And then wrapping up our month is our business after hours at Wheat Penny on Thursday the 20th. We're excited for that one. This is one of Becky's favorites. I think she loves their different beverages that they have.
Oh, yeah.
So she's a frequent flyer there. But we're excited to get in there and have just different people who haven't maybe had a chance to see it. It's a newer business, and it's just a really cool and unique find to have here in Effingham, especially in downtown. So
yeah, definitely. That's coming up on February 20th. And then you said the one on the 14th, that's a new business. Always love hearing that. New business here in Effingham. So it shows that the community is growing all the time.
Yep. They sure are. So we're excited for all this. We're staying busy and trying to support the community as best we can. So
yeah, it's a collaborative effort and everybody involved, and it makes for events like this and go off without a hitch. So love hearing about that.
Yeah, we'd like to see everyone out there.
All right. Yeah, again, that's all throughout the month. You can check out EffinghamCountyChamber.com. And that's the website to check out for all the events. There's an events page for it. So
yep, sure
just
is.
Go check that out.
Thank you.